Did you know the WYXR app has access to our live stream, archives like this one, and a lot more? Plug it into your car and you also get CarPlay. Download it today at app.wyxr.org. What he come on to?
To the Ozone with DJ LZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. How are y'all? I hope that y'all are doing well. I hope that your week and weekend was great. Tonight is a very special episode. I have a very special guest in the building with me today. We got J Music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing
all
out
the
there?
From the Haven.
From the Haven. Where it ain't no saving.
Yeah, yeah.
But we still make moves like a maven. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. already coming with it. Okay, so we're gonna dive into his most recent project, Jug Volume 3, and like kind of get into his artistry and just, you know, dive into who he is as a person, if that's okay with y'all. So definitely want to start up with, you know, for listeners that may not know who you are or maybe be new to, like, you know, finding out about you, how would you describe J Music right now,
in this current moment? J Music is in a state of restoration right now.
Restoration.
Yeah, 2026 is a year of restoration. Of course, I've been trying my best to stay consistent. Mm-hmm. Been going through a lot personally, musically, and everything, just persevering through that. So this year, I'm coming back for everything that I lost, and everything that is for me.
Yes.
I'm restoring the vibes. I'm restoring the feeling. And just getting back to being myself, putting this music out, putting this art out, being creative. And that's the space that I'm in right now.
I love that. So, I mean, you're a singer, songwriter, and a rapper, which I didn't even know that you could rap like that for real. Like,
for real?
He really be spitting for real, because I kind of, you know, it was a little tardy to the party, but I'm here. So that's all that matters.
Better late than never, you know. But never late.
Never late is better. It's better.
But no, I appreciate it though.
Super talented, multi-talented. So how are you feeling stepping into this new era, like, of your music?
This new era of music is really just all about, for one, I just want to have more fun. When I started making music, it was pretty much all sad love songs, and then I was
there are lover boys out here.
Yeah, for sure. Lover boys, lover girls, you know what I'm saying?
And
that's kind of what I built my fan base off of. And then after that, like, came like just the coming of age music, and like becoming an adult, living life on my own, like getting used to just living life and experiencing it with my own lens. Mm-hmm. So all their music was just like super serious for the most part. Like there were fun tracks in between there. And then I kept making love songs, of course, and more conscious things. But now I'm just focused on having fun and having a good time. Of course, with the human experience, I'm going to have songs of all kinds. But my main focus right now is just having fun, having a good time, and making things that people can vibe to.
I love that. So what headspace were you in when you were creating Jug Volume 2? Volume 3, excuse me.
Jug Volume 3 was with the vibe of restoration in mind, honestly. From where you've been, talking about where have I been, because it had been a minute since I had dropped anything or been as consistent as I usually am. Mm-hmm. And then Ain't the Same, talking about how things just ain't the same, even from just like being a kid and growing up. Mm-hmm. And being an adult now, going from teenager to young adult to real full life adult with bills and car note and insurance and all of this and everything. The last two songs are love songs, of course, but it was just me getting back into that mode and just getting back into dropping and doing music again and putting myself out there again for people to receive and for people to resonate with. So that was my mindset, really just getting back into that mode. Like I said, on Where You Been, I'm back in that mode. So from here on out, I just plan on being more consistent and doing more things.
I love that. So I read that like your music blends warmth, honesty, and smoothness. So how intentional is that in your creative process?
Honesty is very intentional. Everything comes from my life. Like everything I talk about is something that I lived, something that I did, something that I saw, something that I experienced, or maybe somebody close to me experienced and shared that experience with me. So honesty is very important. I feel like as an artist, being authentic is a big part of being a real artist, like of any medium.
Yeah.
Whether
people
you're painting.
People gravitate towards that too.
Right, right. Because people can tell when you're being real and when you're being fake. Mm-hmm. And you know, the fake stuff might be bumping. Yeah. But are you really connecting with the people that's listening to it, or is it just another song for people to play and then a couple months go by and nobody listens to it anymore?
Yeah.
But I try my best to just be authentic with everything that I do, especially the art.
I love that. So in summing that up, I definitely want to get into some of this music from this project.
Okay.
So what we feeling like for the first song?
If we gonna go first from the project, we might as well go with the first song from the project and do Where You Been.
Where You Been, yes. So this is from Jug Volume 3, available on all streaming platforms. Y'all don't go nowhere. This is Where You Been.
Jamin, where you been? Thought I'm living my truth. Gotta go within if you ain't got nowhere to go. Had to shed some skin, but best believe I'm back in mode. Yeah, I'm back standing on 10. Not broken, but I had to bend. A hell of a year, where do I begin? I went up the road, can't do it again. Number 2-3 looked at when I was in. Put on their books whenever I can. God of my friends, I had to depend. Ain't dodging no smoke, just stacking my ends. I'm trying to get rich, run it up with my twin. And my girl, all I need in this life full of sin. She holding me down, she helping me win. I was in shop, I was driving up beans. I thank God for my mama, she prayed with me. Thank God for the people that played with me. Thank God for the family that stayed with me through the ups and the downs. Somehow y'all knew I would figure it out. I was living in doubt. But walking by faith is a better plan. All the pain turned me into a better man now. Chapter of life been the worst. Still see the blessings, but kinda feel cursed. I started back going to church. Locked in with God to connect with my purpose. The faith don't mean no without work. So I put my foot into all of these verses. The bed that I'm getting into is better than a Birkin. Now I'm, Jamin, where you been? Thought I'm living my truth. Gotta go within if you ain't got nowhere to go. Had to shed some skin, but best believe I'm back in mode. I'm back in the booth. Jamin, where you been? Thought I'm living my truth. Gotta go within if you ain't got nowhere to go. Had to shed some skin, but best believe I'm back in mode.
Jamin, where you been?
baby.
Come on now.
Baby.
Come on now.
It jumped really bump, for real.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so back into the questions. So first and foremost, where did the name like Jug come from? Was it like from your family, like your mama gave you that name, or cousins?
So my friends gave me that name.
Really?
So before I started taking music seriously, me and my friends would throw parties in the city a lot. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's listening that's around my age range, we used to throw a lot of Break from Memphis parties. So we used to throw New Year's Eve parties pretty much every year. We started with our first one like right before we went out to college in August, and then we did Break from Memphis 2. New Year's Eve going into 2015. Mm-hmm. So we used to sell tickets, like physical tickets. This was before like social media was as big as it is. Like we were doing face to face, like selling tickets, like taking cash and everything. And all of these parties were great successes. So shout out to Chris Cross, Cortez, Rod, Mike, Tyler, Jordan, Trio, all of them. For us putting that together and doing that. But Jugman came from just because I was selling plenty tickets. Like I'm driving around the city doing drop offs with tickets, and like Jugman Josh just became a thing. And then like I made it like my Twitter display name, and then people started calling me that, and then people started shorting it to Jug. And now with the Jug Volume EPs, I kind of made an acronym for Jay is unabashedly using his gifts. So
put that in your bio.
Yeah, so that's where it started at, okay. And now it's just it's pretty much everybody calls me that. Yeah, it's like it's a part of the brand now. So yeah. Jay, Jug, Josh, whatever y'all know me as long as it's love, you can call me whatever.
I love it. So when you get to making the music, mm-hmm. do you usually lead with the lyrics, the emotion, or is it the melody that comes first? Cause I know like a lot of times we kind of have like a ritual practice, like when we get ready to make our music and stuff like that. We want to start here and go into here. I know like with producers, they normally start with like the beats and stuff like that, like the drums, mm-hmm. and that's the foundation and stuff. Like how do you formulate the music that you make?
It honestly depends. It depends on the song. Okay. So where you been, I found a beat first.
Okay.
And then like, Jugman, where you been was like mm-hmm. in my head. So I kind of just went with that.
Okay.
But the beat came first. But like sometimes I have lyrics in my head already, mm-hmm. or I have like an emotion with lyrics in my head, and I just need to find a beat that goes with that, mm-hmm. and put it together. Like the Cherry Pie Montego Bay song that I play later, and the New Hoes in My Crocs song, I had the words and I had the emotion. I just needed to find the music to go with it. And then once I was able to pair that, then the rest of the lyrics came. Mm-hmm. But my process isn't linear, and it's not the same with every song. My inspiration comes and goes however it pleases. However it pleases on any given day. So yeah, it's pretty much different every time.
Okay, I love that. So how do you decide? Okay, because you did say earlier on when you were making music that it was a lot of like sad boy music or whatever. So now when you're getting into the process of creating your music, how do you decide what to share and what to keep private in your music?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of times artists can be very candid.
I'm not candid on social media at all, but I'm candid in my music to the point where if you're around,
yeah.
and you know me, and you know what's going on, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I just try to leave it. I don't want to get too specific. Mm-hmm. So for one, I don't like people in my business. I don't think anyone does. And two, it makes it hard for everyone to resonate with it, or a vast audience to resonate with it if you get too specific. Mm-hmm. So I just I tell my truth, but at the same time, I do keep a lot close to the chest, and I don't let that out.
So what gives you the courage like to share like the real life experiences and like the moments that you've had in your life and stuff like that, you put it into your music? Because that's tough sometimes, like you be wondering like what people may or may not I know I do, because I am very, you know, very much so a lover girl, but you know, very much so emotional. So how do you get into those moments and know, okay, I need to not do this much here. Give y'all just a little bit and let that be fine.
I think for me, I've always been a vulnerable person. Mm-hmm. And I don't really talk a lot, which can probably be misconceived by what I'm doing right now, which is talking because we're doing this interview. Yeah. But I don't usually talk a lot. So music was always my way of communicating. Mm-hmm. If I couldn't tell a girl I liked something and I was too shy, I put in the song and I gave it to her. I'm pretty serious. There are girls from middle school, elementary, middle school, and high school with, they probably ain't got them no more, but like burnt CDs of little songs I made on my computer.
That's so cute. Are y'all hearing this? I'm sorry.
I'm ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. That was the start of you, like, you know.
Nah, for sure. That and doing poetry.
Yeah.
Was how I communicated, because I was shy. I'm still shy and reserved now. Music is still that, but my favorite artists were very vulnerable in their music and still are. So growing up and studying them, that's what they did.
Yeah.
I'm okay. That's what makes a great artist. Because I grow up, I'm listening to Cudi, I'm listening to India RE, I'm listening to Anthony Hamilton at the crib. I was listening to Tupac at a young age. Like I didn't listen to like Memphis rap until I got like to high school, for real. So like Mac Miller and like Kanye, Drake and The Weeknd and all those cops, they're all very vulnerable in their music. We don't know them personally, so we don't know exactly what they're talking about, but we feel them though. But they're doing the same amount of talking in their music that I am in mine. We just don't know them. But Memphis is so small and people have known me for so long that people know what I got going, unfortunately. Yeah. So that's just how it goes. If you listen to it and get in my business, I take solace in the fact that you listened.
Yeah.
And you liked it enough to actually hear what I was saying and vibe with it. Or take whatever you gave me a stream.
Whatever resonates with you.
I appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate it.
So since you were talking about that you were making love songs in middle school, when did you know that you wanted to do music, that you like really had a passion and interest in it?
I had a passion for music my whole life. Like my mom would tell anybody, I was singing before I could talk. I was beating on desks and tables and walls and everything since a youngin, and then I ended up getting into band in middle school, and I was in band from middle school all the way up to college. So I graduated college. And I got in choir in high school. So, like, music was always a part of me. Mm-hmm. It was always just kind of frowned upon to take seriously growing up. Like, the kids now growing up, like, they have that. If they want to do music now and they're growing up, like, they have that support to do that.
Yeah.
And when I decided to take it seriously, I had the support behind me to do that as well. But that just wasn't the conventional path. Mm-hmm. Like, there was an actual conventional path for us back then. Like, I'm 29.
Yeah.
So, like, I graduated high school 2014, so we were, like, the edge of, we were kind of like the turning of the times, for real, from what was conventional into kind of what it is now, entrepreneurship and being creative and everything. So, at that point, when I got to college, that's when I started to take it seriously, because I got to college and I'm like, nah, I can't really see myself doing nothing else. And I end up getting my degree in music composition. And
really?
Yeah.
That's a hard degree.
Yeah. Trust from me, Morehouse,
I,
yeah.
I majored in music business.
Folks don't know. They don't know. I had to compose a whole concert to graduate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if I don't make it with the rap, like, I'm gonna get back into that bag.
So,
like,
your skill is crazy for real.
Yeah, it's a lot that I could do. Like,
you
I
like
just
music.
I really yeah. yeah I love music. Like, if it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be here. I could say that wholeheartedly. And I'm just trying to make a living with it. And even if I don't, like, I'm gonna continue to do it. So, man, that's what I meant with it. Music has always been a part of me.
I love that. That's real. So, and getting back into Memphis, what does it mean to you to represent the city through your music?
It means a lot because I represent a side of the city that doesn't get its proper credit in my eyes. Of course, everybody knows about the trap success that we have. Mm-hmm. But I saw this. I forgot who page I saw it on yesterday. Mm-hmm. But almost every major city has success on both sides. They have trap success. They have mm-hmm. alternative success or yeah. another rap success. We're like the only city that doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, all of the artists that make it from here are trap artists.
Yeah.
The moment that one of us breaks through, I can't wait. It's gonna be a whole experience. It's gonna be a whole new vibe for the whole world yeah. to enjoy. Like, cause everybody loves Memphis. Yeah. Just imagine if they were able to properly appreciate that other side of Memphis that yes. they don't see musically.
And I feel like it's only a matter of time because there's so many emerging artists that don't do trap music at all. Like,
facts.
It's a whole new lane that I feel like people don't pay too much attention to, but it's here and people are doing it. And
it's very much
I'm excited
here.
To see what's gonna happen on that.
Yeah.
So, how does Memphis Shaper sound and like who you are as an artist?
Memphis saves me as an artist just because this is where I grew up. Everything yeah. comes from my life, and everything yeah. comes from the experiences that I've had here, the people that I've met here, the people that I'm blessed to be friends with and collaborators with. All of that comes from me being a part of the city. As far as my sound, I didn't really start listening to Memphis rap. Mm-hmm. Like I told you earlier, I didn't start listening yeah. to Memphis rap until high school.
Yeah.
So I can't say it was a big impact on it. But as far as just the hustle and bustle of the city, the grinding nature of the city, the culture mm-hmm. of the city, that go and get it attitude, like that certain vibe that if you go anywhere else in the world, they can tell that you from Memphis.
Yeah.
Like I'm grateful. Like I'm grateful to have that. I'm grateful to have that swagger. I'm grateful to have that energy. And that can only come from the city. And from me having that energy, it projects through my music. So I would be a completely different artist if I wasn't from here. I probably wouldn't even do music if I wasn't from here. Like if the I don't know that for sure, but yeah. even just growing up, like the church culture, like I grew up doing music in church first, like singing in church first. Mm-hmm. And then the band culture that Memphis has here is it's top in the nation. Yeah. Like I went to school with people from all over the country, and I was in marching band in college, and they just don't do it like we do it here. Like it's a few other cities that got it like that, but
not many.
Huh? How many?
I said not many.
Not many at all. So all of that just comes together to make me the man, the artist, the person. So yeah, I'm grateful to be from here. I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else.
Big Memphis, yeah.
Facts.
So we're gonna get back into this music from Jug Volume 3. We feeling like Ain't the Same.
Yeah, this dude Ain't the Same. I don't feel like in SAP yet.
Okay.
The last two joints are SAP.
But we do know it's coming.
It is coming. Unfortunately, it is coming.
All right, y'all. Don't go nowhere. You are listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And I'm kicking it with Jay Music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This ain't the same no more. In this city, my whole life, you see in the same look. I ain't scared of if folks say I say no more. Tryna get so big where I don't know your name no more. Then all the haters go. It just ain't the same no more.
What it was,
it just ain't the same no more.
Ain't what it was, it ain't what it was.
It just ain't the same no more. Wish I could go back to them times. Call out. A copper 3-5 and just slut. Pushing 3-0 now, so you know life gon' life. Keep my head as high as I be, cause I know it's all by design. Facing some, it's still medicine, I'm fine. Lessons coming in due time, I've been seeing all of the signs. Try to share my shine, but still wanna cause strife. Bringing me animosity, but
It's out in been pipe, yeah. I've been in the field so long, it been had stripes, yeah. Probably why you don't wanna kick it with me like World Cup FIFA. If you're scared to play the game, sit so in the bleachers. She asked me why I'm crying, I'm off golden teachers. All my n****s on they grind, I don't hang with leeches. Before you hit my line, know I talk for features. Said I'm the villain, I can't keep from taking blame no more. This life is not a game no more. This ain't the same no more. I'm going strong, won't leave me alone. Somehow I'm in the wrong, doing it all alone. I'm fried, I'm gone, what is going on? Keep up in my zone, just me all. This ain't the same no more. I'm strong, in this city my whole life is in the same. I'm in the wrong, I ain't scared of it. Full side, say no more. I'm gone, tryna get so big where I don't know your name no more. Then all the haters, just ain't the same no more. I'm strong, in my zone, just me all alone. I'm blowing strong, holding me low. Somehow I'm in the road, holding it all alone. I'm fried, I'm gone, it was going on. Keep up in my zone, just me all alone.
All right, y'all, we back, we back, we back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ain't the Same off Jug Volume 3. Available on all streaming platforms.
Folks will never know that the end of that song was inspired by a Kirk Franklin song.
Really? What song?
Imagine Me. Where they at the end where you like gone.
Wow.
Gone.
You know what,
oh,
I heard it.
Gone, yeah.
I was listening to it earlier today and I was like, it reminds me of something. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure
that's
out what
it.
Song it was.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Shout out Criss Cross.
We love
it. He helped me with that part right there.
That's awesome. Okay. So, back into these questions.
All right.
So, when you look back at your earlier music, which started around like 2015, 2014?
Yeah, I dropped my first project 2015.
Right. So, what do you feel has changed the most about you since that, like, in music, in life, like, the most?
The most.
I know that was. I'm not trying to call you old enough, but I know that was a minute ago. Look, and I graduated 2016, so.
Oh, so you're not too far behind.
I'm not.
So you
I'm
can,
not.
You
so
can
I,
really.
I could never call you.
You
old.
Can really.
I could never.
Pipe down. You can really pipe down.
I'm not trying to call you old. Period. But
what do I think changed the most? I don't know. It's a lot has changed.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, 11 years since I started making music now. I don't know. I could say my mind.
Yeah.
My mind has changed. I mean, obviously, just growing up, it developed more.
Yeah.
I've experienced a lot of things. I've been traumatized by a lot of things. I have seen a lot of things and done a lot of things, so now I just move a lot different than I did then.
That's real.
I feel like I'm a lot more closed off than I was then. I'm way more mature, of course. I mean, I'm 10 years older. I'm a lot less naive than I was then. All of that.
That's real.
Everything that just comes with getting older. As far as musically, I think I'm more experimental now.
Mm.
Of course, I'm more talented just because I've been putting in more time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm deeper now as far as content.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the amount of work that I put in with it.
Yeah.
The amount of layers that I use. Mm-hmm. Harmonies and everything. Like, I wasn't doing that at first. Like, if you listen to like my first project, it's like no like background stuff on there at all. That's something that I learned over time. And I want to say, I don't know if it was Clay Cross or Ricky when they recorded me, and I put a layer on the song that was like double that joint, and my life was forever changed. My life was forever changed. My life was forever changed, bro. From that point on,
You can't not stack vocals, y'all.
Yeah, I know that now. I'm stacking everything.
You might even have to do it 3 or 4 times.
I'm stacking everything.
You might just have to. Okay. So what do you feel like people maybe misunderstand about you as an artist?
As an artist?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You like, I guess you have to ask the people. I don't know what people misunderstand about me as far as being an artist.
You're just making the music and you just focus on that.
I'm focused on that. Artistry. I mean, I don't really hear any negative stuff about it. Not to say that there may not be any negative, you know what I'm saying, feelings about it. Everybody not gonna like everything. But I only hear and only see the positive. Like if anybody has something negative to say about the music, I haven't heard it. Not since like the very beginning.
Okay.
So yeah, so I mean, if you don't like my music, let me know. Like, let me know how I can improve. Like,
keep it cute though.
I mean, for sure. But like, I'm always open to learning. Like, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So if you have any criticism that can maybe help me take me to the next level, I'm open ears. If you got the heart for it.
Okay, I love that. So I'm interested to know, I know a lot of times when you're creating a project, you might want to step away from it because maybe you feel drained or maybe it feels like, you know, a little overwhelming, especially like coming back after like not having made, you know, music in a while, stuff like that. So how do you refill yourself if you are feeling like drained from the process of creating the music?
Yeah, I just step away try to make something fun, and just get back into the groove of things. And that's really where the collab project with Switch came from. Because I was going through a lot at that time, and I didn't really want to write about any of that. Like, I didn't want to talk about any of that.
Yeah.
But then we started to work on the collab project, and every song on there is pretty much upbeat. And just a vibe. Like, we were making really fun music. And doing that project and dropping that project and seeing the reception from that project really just got me back in the headspace. Like, okay, I can go back and I can drop something. And then I came back with Where You Been as a single. And I was like, okay, like, I can come back and, you know what I'm saying, drop a little EP. And then I'll drop this. And it's like, okay, maybe I can do something else from here. But like, I'm working on a project right now that I've kind of stepped away from just because it's an emotional project. And I don't want to write sad music all the time. And I don't want to write stuff about love all the time. But that's just the theme of what the project is, just because that's just the way my life has been going recently. But I've stepped away from that project pretty much completely and started working on something else. I'll come back to it when I feel like I can come back to it.
So in talking about writing music that you might not want to necessarily talk about, is there something or maybe what inspires you when you feel like life is getting heavy? Like, is there something that you go to, or like, how do you fill yourself back up with that inspiration?
I ain't gonna lie, my friends inspire me.
Like, Shout out to Stoneheart.
Shout out to the conglomerate. We got Jason in here right now. You know what I'm saying? Taking pictures and doing video and everything. But my friends inspire me very much. Like, if I'm not working and I can look around and see them doing something, it's like, all right, like, I gotta
kick it up a night.
I gotta do something, or I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta get up and get to it in some way, form, or fashion. Like, even outside of the music, like, you know what I'm saying, getting in the gym, like, we compete in the gym. like we compete on verses, like, when we, but it's healthy competition. Like, it's healthy competition, and that's honestly what I need, and I feel like what all of Stoneheart has needed. And just competing with each other to be our best selves, because we all gonna support each other, and we're all gonna show up for each other, and we all gonna make sure everybody's on their P's and Q's. But just having that in-house feeling of, it's like, okay, like, okay, Ricky just dropped a project. Dope just dropped a project. All right, I need to go and get on my project. Tim, you ain't dropped in a minute. Tim, what you doing? Chelsea, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying Switch just dropped the album. Now I got to go and drop an album. Like, we all just push each other. Iron sharpens iron. Jason just dropped a documentary. Y'all, I need to go. I need to lock in with Jason and shoot a video. Like, yeah. Jason be on my head about shooting videos. That's why I've been getting so many videos out lately, because of him. Because they've been on my head about it, and just dropping music and dropping content and everything. Been getting back in the bag. I can never say I was in a content bag, but getting into a content bag and being consistent with it, like, they've been a big part of that. So shout out to the heart, man. Nothing bigger than the heart.
Shout out to Stone Heart. Ain't nothing bigger than the heart. Y'all remember, we definitely had Ricky, we had Swish, and we had Dope.
Yeah, so Jay. Yeah.
So we got about
Y'all got three more. And Jason ain't got no music out yet. But you know what I'm saying? It's on the way. He is an artist. He's an artist for sure.
He's welcome to come if people like to.
Look at him. I just shoot the camera. I just shoot the camera. I just press record. Nah, bro. You an artist, bro.
None of that. So let's get back into this music. So Cherry Pie and Montego Bay.
Yeah, let's do Cherry Pie and Montego Bay. This was one of those joints where I had the lyrics and the emotion.
Yeah.
And I was actually in Jamaica when I wrote this. Literally on the beach, like everything is real. Like, I was literally on the beach. You can see
all the vibes.
And I have a video for this song as well that I shot on my iPhone. I just dropped on Instagram and YouTube. If you guys want to check that out, but I was literally on the beach, like, smoking and listening to beats, and found the perfect beat for it, and now I came up with the song.
So this is Cherry Pie and Montego Bay from Jug Volume 3, available on all streaming platforms. You're listening to The Ozone. Let's get into this music.
I'm telling you, man.
Wow. Come on here, boys.
I'm just doing what I can out here. I sang tenor one in high school. So
really?
Like, yeah.
So you've been singing up there.
Yeah.
All on the
all falsetto, yeah. All state, crazy. Man. All state, Central High, man.
Crazy work. I made all West one year. 1 year. And that was it, y'all. I was grateful for that and the experience. It was
dope. Me and my mama in my Instagram live right now. Me and her was just talking about this the other day. I did All West Band in eighth grade, and I didn't make it. Oh, and okay. I told her I was like, I'll never not make it again. And I made it every year. And then I made it every year. And then my 11th grade year, I made All State Band and Choir in the same year. It was my first year in choir.
Oh,
and I made All State Band and Choir in the same year. But I had to pick because it was the same weekend. So I just did band because I was in band longer.
Yeah.
Wow. That band and choir life, I was about that. I'm not going to lie.
No, for real. I went to Overton. So I
was I know choir. Y'all was on it. Y'all had, y'all had Miss Baker, didn't it?
I had Mrs. Huddleston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had Mrs. Huddleston. Yeah. That was the time, child, because I was in four choirs. I was always in.
Yeah, I was in men's choir. I was in the little jazz chorale. Mm-hmm. Then I was in the concert singers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then I was in marching band, concert band, orchestra sometimes when they needed percussion. Like, I was doing everything.
Wow.
I was doing everything. I really got snubbed for most talents. And shout out Rod, though. I still joke with Rod about that. Because, like, he was in choir too, but, like, he played football and everything. So he was a talented guy.
He was a talented guy.
He more talented than me?
See, we not finna be throwing smoke out here now.
That's my brother, though. If he ever hear this or see this, he gonna know his love.
Okay. So, we're gonna skip into the future a little bit.
Okay.
Where do you see your sound going next? Locks. Because I don't want you to, like, you know, give us no... too much insight into your project, because I know you're working on another project, right?
Mm-hmm. But working on two projects right now. Wow. Actually,
okay, two projects. So
yeah,
where do you see your sound going next?
I honestly don't even know.
So you rapping?
That's on the way.
Are we seeing a rap album?
I don't think I'd go that far, but yeah, I got some stuff in the works.
Okay.
I got some stuff in the works. They've been trying to get me to rap more.
I mean, you can rap.
Yeah, I can.
Press On. I mean, you was rapping. So.
Yeah, I was rapping on Press On. I was rapping all over that Right Shoulder Bump Faith, though. Yeah, that was just a great album. But, like, that's the energy. Like, I was really just bouncing off Switch. You know, Switch is a great rapper. Mm-hmm. I told him the other day, like, I think you a better rapper than me. I think I'm a better artist than you. but you a better rapper than me. Like, I gotta give it to him. Like, but
that's real. I'm still going to push for a rap album.
Maybe I'll give y'all some lifestyle.
Maybe a little EP. Maybe like a little pack or something, like two songs or something like that.
Okay, that's manageable.
Some light.
That's manageable.
And this is live.
So
you already being held to it. Just
that's cool.
Now.
That's cool. I might be able to give y'all a little lifestyle rap, little currency type vibe.
Love it, and we would love to see it.
I'll say this. I think that's the only thing I haven't done.
Is do a rap.
I guess that's the new
thinking over here.
That's the new frontier to cross.
Yeah, so go and get the people what they want. Cause you've been teasing us, so I just feel like it's only right. You know
those songs are on the way. I have been putting those songs on my Instagram story. So those just are on the way for sure.
So we're gonna get into the last song of Jug Volume 3. That's New Hoes in My Crocs.
New Hoes in My Crocs.
In My Crocs. And of course, it's available on all streaming platforms. We are kicking it with J Music right here on the Ozone and only on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Took the gibbets at my mansion, pair across the day. Honestly wanted to throw them joints away. I
I took a picture off my screen when it locks away. My peace is coming with a price to pay. Heard you playing free yourself in the shower. Who knew we'd end up just like these old flowers you left in my room in a vase. One in the same place, so one on the same page. See, you deserve somebody you can trust. And I deserve somebody who can trust in me. You thought that I was moving out of lust, but my mind, body, and soul was in your custody. And girl, don't get me started by my heart. The love I had was strong enough for the good and the bad. Happy and sad. Through it all, I'm thankful for what we had. Now I got no holes in my cross, just like holes in my heart. The holes in which your love once filled. And I wish loving went so hard. I know I played my part. I hope you know my love was real. I'm so tired of everybody asking how you is, cause I ain't even knowing how you been. I got so tired of the clashing and the arguing. I never put myself through that again. No. Packed up all the stuff you left up in some trash bags. This the third damn time I done did that. I took accountability, you couldn't forget. But held me down when it was tough, I can't forget that. Oh, see, you deserve somebody you can trust. And I deserve somebody who can trust in me. Thought that I was moving out of love, but my mind, body, and soul was in your custody. And girl, don't get me started about my heart. Love I had was strong enough for the good and the bad, happy and the sad. Through it all, I'm thankful for what we had. Now I got no holes in my cross, just like holes in my heart.
New holes in my Crocs on Jug Volume 3, and we're still kicking in with Jay. So, what do you want listeners to understand about Jay Music in this next season of your life?
In this next season of life, what do I want people to understand? I just want people to understand that I'm just in a whole nother mode right now. I'm moving forward, more focused, more tuned in, more in tune with everything around me and myself. You know, I've been going to therapy and everything, getting locked in on the mental health piece, been in the gym, locking in on the physical health piece, and just been putting more reps up musically. So I think I don't even think I'm in my prime yet. I don't even think that I've gotten to how good I will be. I don't think life has gotten anywhere near as good as it will be for me and the people around me. So I think what I want people to understand is that we elevating. And if you want to elevate, come to Death Row. If you want to elevate, come join the winning team. It's not Death Row, but it's a cultural reference, you know. You tired of dancing all in the video. Yeah. We elevating over here, and we'll continue to elevate. And I want to see all my people elevate. And that's just what we're on moving forward.
All right, so I want to introduce a new segment real quick. Rapid fire questions. So
rapid fire.
I'm gonna give you some rapid fire questions. It'll be like a little phrase or statement or something, and you'll either say "Oh yeah" or "Oh no."
Oh yeah, or oh no.
Yeah, a little play on the ozone. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, oh no, ozone.
Yeah, you see what I be doing? I be trying to put the pieces together.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel it. I feel it.
Okay, so making music for vibes versus the message.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Performing new songs before they're released.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. I kind of like how you did that. I'm going to have to steal that. Yeah. I liked it. Okay.
Okay.
So staying in versus going out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're homebody. I like being in the house.
I like being in the house. I like being outside, too. Outside has its place. But, you know, it's expensive outside. It's cold outside.
In this economy?
Shoot. Come on now. Come on now. Drink gonna cost you $20. They're gonna try to charge you $20 to get in, $20 for a drink.
$10.
Come on, don't let it be top shelf.
Look, there's $15 right there.
Come on me.
Okay. So texting over calling.
Oh yeah. Hate calling. Hate being on the phone.
Thank you.
I hate being on the phone, bro. Yes.
And it doesn't interrupt your day.
Bro, that's what people don't understand, bro. It ain't even that I don't want to talk. It's like I got other stuff going on that I could be doing. I got to stop my life to talk to you. If it's not important, bro, just text me. I'm a quick texter.
He is a quick texter. I appreciate him.
I'm a quick texter.
He was on it.
I was excited to come and do the show.
And I'm so glad
Like, I'm a quick texter, but man, don't call me unless it's important or unless you just gotta know right then. Yeah.
I mean, you can very well like send a voice memo. We love voice memos.
Yeah, I rock with voice memos. Hard. I like audio
real
messages.
Real bad. Okay. So, gym life. Pretty sure I already know what the answer is today.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be in that gym.
Yeah. Okay, driving in Memphis. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't tell you how many tires I done lost.
Look. I'm talking about rims coming off.
Man,
on the potholes,
yeah.
So bad.
Oh no!
And for people that's listening, because we do have listeners that's obviously not, you know, maybe not be located in Memphis.
Oh yeah, facts.
But the driving in Memphis—that's not even talking about the roads, the drivers in Memphis.
I didn't got used to the drivers, and you know, I went to school in Atlanta, so I'm used to that. Okay. So I'm not even bothered by the drivers as much as I am the actual road. Like, yeah, I'm very cautious. I just got a new car. Like, I'm very cautious on these
Congratulations
roads.
Congratulations on the new whip.
I appreciate it. Restoration, man. That's the vibe for this year. Restoration. Yeah. I'm coming for everything. Even the new whip.
Okay. More abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Summer in Memphis versus winter in Memphis.
Summer,
really?
You think winter? I went to band camp for years.
So you conditioned for this.
The heat doesn't bother me like that. Like, I didn't have as much hair as I do now, but yeah. Like the heat doesn't bother me like that. It'd be too cold in the winter. It'd be way too cold. I feel it though. But I would say spring over everything though.
Me too. I love spring.
I put spring and fall over both.
Yes, it's right in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's right in the middle, so you can't go wrong with that. Okay. Pineapple on pizza. Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Oh, no.
I can tolerate it, but I'm not going to actually make an order.
Yeah, I'm not going to order it. Like, they do pineapple. The barbecue chicken with the pineapple on the
like
pizza.
The Hawaiian pizza.
I've tried it. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Know what I'm saying? On the regular.
It's not for me.
Oh, no.
Not for me. I respect that because I'll be like, please don't put that in like jalapenos. Don't put that on my pizza.
Nah,
I don't want to be burning.
I'm cool on that.
Like, my mouth burning. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool. We're not doing it.
Super straight.
Okay. So, reality TV. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What do you watch? What's like your comfort show?
Now I watch movies and, like, you know what I'm saying, regular shows and stuff like that. I really don't even watch TV like that, for real, to be honest. If I'm not in a relationship, I'm probably not watching TV like that.
Okay.
Like, when I was in a relationship, like, I would watch shows. We'd watch shows together and stuff like that. But, like, I watched the last season of Love Island because I was in a relationship then. Like, I see the appeal.
Yeah.
But is it something I would watch on my own? Nah. I'm cool.
I'm
on
guilty.
It.
Cause child,
I ain't gonna judge nobody from getting that entertainment wherever they get it. Yeah. I'm just cool on it, me personally.
Nice little comfort show, something for you to laugh at.
Nah, it do be ridiculous.
It do be a little crazy.
It do be ridiculous for sure.
Okay, so another rapid fire question.
Mm-hmm.
Working under pressure. Cause I know you just graduated Tech 9-1.
I did, so.
And you was probably like also like getting into the studio also.
Yeah, and working my regular job still.
And
so
working a regular job.
I'm used to working under pressure though, so I can't even. Okay. it's not an oh yeah world, cause I mean the pressure gonna come.
That's
something that you either gonna be a diamond or a pipe.
That's real.
Make diamonds or bust pipes, so yeah, pressure make diamonds or bust pipes. Which one you gonna be? I'm gonna be a diamond every time.
Hey.
I'm trying my best to. At least.
I like it. Auto-tune as a creative tool.
Oh yeah, I use auto-tune.
Okay. You don't use it like heavily.
Nah, it's not like super heavy, yeah. But it's on there.
A little like correction.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If it's correction. If I got anything with a melody on it, it's a little tune on there. So
I feel that. Okay, so freestyling instead of writing.
Oh yeah. I just got into that though. Like, I just got into like punching in and stuff like that. Like on the album with the EP with Swish, like I did a lot of punching in, and like some of the rap stuff I'm working on now is like a lot of punching in.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the R&B stuff, I'm writing. Like when it
I
comes
wish I could
to like,
freestyle so bad.
Yeah, practice. You just gotta practice. You gonna make a lot of songs. You gonna make a lot of songs that you might not like that other people might like.
Yeah.
But like, it's all just practice. Like every song is practice. Every session is practice. You might not even use it. It may not see the light of day, but it's just repetition.
Yeah.
Hours. Well, a lot of my freestyle talent comes from just like me getting lit and freestyling around people. Like that's how you if you see me out, you know I'm lit if I start freestyling.
Oh my God. Well, we know that Jay is in the building.
If
we look over to the corner,
yeah,
and this man going in.
It's, yeah.
You know he's there.
It might be time to go home.
Might be time to get some water. Yeah.
Chill for a little bit.
Chill for
Call
a little bit.
Call a little Uber. Get to the crib.
Okay, and our last rapid fire question. Sharing unfinished songs with friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do that a lot.
Of course.
Yeah, I got like a whole group message that I share unfinished songs with. The songs that I posted on my story today and a while back, like them just unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
I just posted the finished parts.
That's real.
So
yeah. Well, we have reached the end of our time, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming to kick it with me from 8 to 9 p.m. on the Ozone. Definitely tell us where we can keep up with you.
You can find me anywhere, any streaming platform, all social media, J Music. It's JAIMUSIQ. JAIMUSIQ. All streaming platforms, all social media. New music on the way, new content on the way, new everything on the way. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate you for having me in the Ozone. Next time I drop, so we're going to have to do it again.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to get on up out of here. Make sure y'all stay locked in with Jay Music. Jug Volume 3 available on all streaming platforms. And yeah, you're listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. But don't go anywhere because we got Way Down South Radio with a little cough drop coming right up. All right, y'all. Peace. It could not be
game, but I still shoot to win it. I'm tight, hip, check, cheap, pump, vintage, I'm classic. That means I've been through it and lasted. Now spot, four mile away and pass it. Try stepping in it, but the shit got it. So I got smarter, my wits got wittier, my heart been broken. I just picked it up and glued it back. That was way back before I knew the facts. Spitting what I know, not the heat, she says. And I'm still coming out.